Hi, Shane. Congratulations. When you went through what happened on Monday, what was your concern about possibly dropping in the draft? And then how much do you think it helped that you faced the music and showing up in Chicago and admitting that you made a mistake? Did you think that helped teams understand that, you know, maybe it was a one-time deal?
Yes, definitely. I'm so grateful and indebted to the Denver Broncos for giving me the opportunity to redeem myself. After Monday, it was a tough situation, and I really felt that, you know, I had, of course, hurt myself so much. But, you know, coming up here and facing what I did, owning up as a man, I mean, I felt like that showed a lot about my character, because I haven't been a person who's had a lot of off-the-field issues. And this is one that popped up, and it's unfortunate that it happened a few days before the draft, but the Broncos decided to still give me the opportunity, and I can't wait to come in and give everything I can to this program.
You say what now?
Yes, Shane. With the draft approaching, I guess it's also a question of judgment. How did you get yourself, why did you get yourself in this situation?
You know, I can't really go into too many details about what happened, but, you know, there's a situation where, you know, I let somebody really close to me influence me, and it ended up costing me. But at the end of the day, I should have made a smarter decision to not put myself in that position, and I understand that. And I've owned that, and I can accept that and the consequences of what happened, but more so I'm ready to move past that in my life, because I'm not going to let that define me as a person and all the good I've done, and I'm not going to let it define my character. This is a great opportunity for me, and coming to Denver, I will not have any off-the-field issues, because I'm not a person that has off-the-field issues, and I plan on, once again, giving everything I can to this program.
Shane, just this week, Bradley Roby, who slipped down the draft board to the Broncos last year, with some run-ins with the law, he talked about how he considered himself a steal of the draft. He had a great rookie year. Do you consider yourself a steal of this year's draft, being that you didn't go as high as otherwise you might have?
Definitely, I find myself as a steal. I think, you know, all the teams that passed on me that, you know, were in the top 10, you know, I felt like they made a huge mistake. And as a Denver Bronco, I plan on showing them about the mistake that they made. And I'm, like I said, I'm so indebted in the Broncos for giving me the opportunity. And I can't wait. I can't wait to learn from guys like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware and just be a force.
And, you know, kind of feel for Iowa and kind of feel for their staff.
A lot of people had some concerns with the toe issues. You saw a specialist that said you wouldn't need surgery. How confident are you that you'll be ready to go and join this defense and Wade Phillips and get ready to be a premier defense?
I'm very confident that I'll be ready. The issue with the foot was I haven't had time to rehab, you know, trying to prepare for the combine, trying to prepare for my pro day, and even more so doing workouts for teams. You know, it's limited the amount of time that I've had to focus on recovering from my foot injury. But I understand that when I go to the Broncos, they'll have whatever I need to do to recover. And by the season, I'll be ready to go out there and be the same Shane Ray that you saw on Saturdays attacking quarterbacks.
Shane, John Elway mentioned that he spoke to you in the last few days after what happened this weekend. What did he ask you, and what did you tell him to assure him that you were still worthy of being picked in the first round?
I just assured the Broncos that if they made the decision to give me the chance, I would give everything plus more than to show them that they made the best decision in this draft. And with them trading up 5 picks to give me, that shows that their commitment to me, and I owe them more than anything. And so, like I said, I can't wait to come to Denver. I can't wait to be a sponge and learn from two greats on that defense, to be able to play with somebody like Peyton Manning, and hopefully, you know, help lead this team to a championship.
Shane, the fact that marijuana is legal in Colorado, would that be a temptation, an issue with you?
No, not at all. You know, I haven't failed any drug tests. When I was cited, I wasn't under the influence. And I don't think that weed is something that controls my life, nor has it controlled my life or been an issue. So I think that's really not a concern at all.
Shane, how much are you looking forward to playing with Von Miller and learning from a guy like DeMarcus Ware?
I can't wait. I mean, Von Miller is somebody that I've been watching and learning from. You know, he's also somebody I've already had contact with and talked to, and I can't wait, you know, to come in as a little brother almost, and, you know, have them be my mentors and learn from them, and I'm just so excited.
Shane, you've been called a pass rush specialist, even in some reports, one-trick pony, somebody who's really good at getting after the passer. What about the other aspects of the game? Do you think that you can play in multiple different defenses, multiple fronts, multiple techniques? How comfortable are you in pass coverage, all those different things outside of just getting after the passer?
Well, I think everyone who thinks I'm a one-trick pony should go back and watch some more film. I'm more than capable of doing everything that the Broncos require of me, especially in the run game, more so in the pass game. And there's things that I can improve at. I don't have any issue with dropping into coverage. There's no question about that at all. I think that I'm more than capable of doing, like I said, anything that the Broncos asked for me to do, including being the best pass rusher in this draft.
Shane, could you put some clarity on the injury? Is it a foot injury or toe injury, turf toe type thing?
It's a turf toe injury that it's a variation of a turf toe injury. It was, you know, more so on the serious side, and, you know, it just took a lot of time. It's going to take some time for me to heal. I haven't had the time, but once I get to the Broncos and get the proper treatment and rehab, I'll be ready to go.
Shane, how much contact did you have with the Broncos leading up to this day?
Now, I spoke to the Broncos, of course, at the combine and a few times in between, you know, the draft and the combine. And I spoke to the Broncos earlier this week. And, you know, one of the conversations I had was, you know, basically that they possibly were going to give me the opportunity and, you know, to keep my head held up high. And just continue to move forward as a person and grow. And it was just so amazing that they took the chance on me and traded up to get me.